New series that we're doing here is looking at historic and significant buildings in the region, and we're starting off with the Overland Corner Hotel. Stacey has taken a drive this morning, and that's exactly where she's landed. Hello, Stacey.
G'day, Matt. Yes, you're right. I'm out here at Overland Corner, and I've got to say, it is a magnificent morning to be out here today. We are looking at a top of 27 degrees across the Riverland. I'm not sure that we've hit that just yet. There is a little bit of breeze in the air, whispering through the trees, but what a stunning place to be. This is actually my first visit out to Overland Corner, and I'm here this morning with Bob Cornwell. Now, Bob represents the Riverland region at the National Trust in Adelaide. Bob, I'm glad you could come out here and speak to me this morning about Overland Corner Hotel. We're just sitting outside. It's a beautiful old limestone building. And I'm just wondering if you can tell me a little bit about why the hotel is of such significance to the National Trust.
Thanks, Stacey. I think it's two reasons. One is the impetus that was given to the restoration of the hotel about 30-odd years ago by the citizens of the Riverland, and the effort they put in, and then the Trust subsequently recognising that this is a nationally heritage-listed hotel, and really it's an iconic jewel in their crown. I don't think they have, certainly not in the Riverland, another building that has the history and the fabric and the community support that the hotel has.
Was it originally built as a hotel?
Yes, it was. It was built by the Brand brothers in about in the late 1850s, and it got its first license in 1860, and traded continuously till towards the end of the 18th century or the 19th century in the late 1800s, and then it became various things, including a stopping point for the Cobb & Co. coach, the post office, tea rooms, restrooms for Randall's bus service, a museum, till eventually, as I said before, it underwent a stage of restoration by the National Trust and the Riverland community.
I'm just wondering, Bob, if you can tell me a little bit about, you know, some of the steamers that would have passed along the banks of the Murray and possibly even using it as a camping ground. Am I right in saying that?
Pretty well. I've seen photographs just a kilometre downstream is a place called Heron's Bend and has quite a broad expanse of floodplain. And I've seen photographs of stacked wood for the steamers. And by my perception, it was a good 200 metres long and probably a good 4 or 5 metres high and 6 metres wide. So, and that was purely to feed the paddle wheelers as they went past.
Okay. And let's just talk about some of the materials used in the hotel here, Bob. I mean, it's a limestone building and there are beautiful big fireplaces in most of the, you know, the main rooms of the hotel. But you just pointed out to me a moment ago what the floor consists of, which came as quite a surprise to me. I thought it was a slate floor in the main bar area here at the Overland Corner Hotel, but it's not, is it?
No, it's quite unique. It's the floor is actually composed of probably 300 mil square blocks of red gum timber. I'm not too sure how thick it is. The reports are, you know, something like 100 mil to probably 200 or 300 mil. But yes, they do look like tiles. But I can assure you that when they're mopped and polished, it happens occasionally. They come up gleaming, and they are very unique. They're lovely, actually.
And what other purposes has the hotel served over the years?
Well, it spent a lot of time as the post office. Just 200 or 300 metres, 300 metres up the hill, they established a telegraph station in the 1800s, and then ran through till 1930s, or the 1920s actually, and that served as the local post office. When that closed, then the post office came down here. And there's pretty well always been a caretaker in here, either running the post office or, as I said before, when the train ran up to Morgan, Pendles ran a bus service from Morgan to Renmark. And this was a stopping spot here. They used to stop here at the tea rooms and have a rest and refreshment. Mm. And before that time even, in the 1800s, Cobb & Co. used to run a coach from Adelaide, up through Morgan, through Overland Corner, across the Stony Pinch track to Calprom, and then to Wentworth, Mildura, and on they went from there. So
I can imagine those roads would have been fairly difficult to navigate back then.
They were, and they still are, and there's reputed to be quite a few deaths along there because, as you can imagine, in the old days they didn't have air-conditioned coaches, and they probably didn't have a lot of water or anything else. So if there was any kind of breakdown where they're out in the middle of nowhere, well, there's, that became quite dangerous.
Sure. I'm talking to Bob Cornwall, who represents the Riverland region at the National Trust in Adelaide, and this morning we're at the beautiful Overland Corner Hotel. Matt, we're going to come back and chat to Bob a little bit more in just a moment, and we'll also catch up with the hotel's current owner, Phil Reedy.
Good luck with that, Stacey. We'll come back to you very shortly and find out more about the Overland Corner Hotel. So much history there. Fascinating, isn't it? This is Fleetwood Mac, the 1062 ABC Riverland. Good morning. ABC Riverland, 19 past 9. Time to head back out to the Overland Corner Hotel. Stacey, is there... Ooh, what's happened there? Something's happened with my input there. I'm on the wrong one. We will go back to Stacey in just a second or two. She's at the Overland Corner Hotel this morning. And finding out more about the history of one of the historic buildings in the Riverland, which is the Overland Corner Hotel. And let's head back out there now. Stacey, hello.
Hi, have you got me, Matt?
Yes, I do. I somehow pressed the wrong button. I don't know what happened there, but anyway.
Well, that's all right. Now you know how I feel most days of the week. I'm always searching for the right button.
I'm glad I realised it before I actually said hello, Stacey. But anyway, we're here now. Very good.
It's different when you're in the driver's seat, isn't it?
Oh, always. Always.
No, you're absolutely right, Matt. I'm still out here at Overland Corner. It's a magnificent morning, and I'm sitting here with Bob Cornwell, who represents the Riverland region at the National Trust in Adelaide. And we're just talking about some of the history of the Overland Corner Hotel, Bob. And you mentioned to me that there's something hiding underground here.
Stacey, the hotel was reopened on the 14th of September 1969, and for that occasion the State Governor of South Australia came up here, and there was something like 3,000 or 5,000 people from the Riverland gathered to celebrate the occasion. And of course they were still raising money in that those days, so the Governor came charging down the hill in his limousine, very slowly because it was a dirt road in those days, and three gentlemen on horses leapt out and held him up and demanded no donation from him. And
I believe, a donation?
Yes, and I believe they got that. So, yeah, that was interesting.
Right. And did he make it here to open the hotel?
Yes, he did. And one of the things they did on that day was they put a time capsule into the grounds here, and it's still here and due to be opened in the next couple of years. So they said they wanted it retrieved in 50 years' time. And that holds a lot of commonplace items from the day, seeds and yes, a packet of cigarettes and all the important things we had in those days. Yeah. So, yeah, that was quite interesting.
Oh, fantastic. And tell me just briefly before we go and have a quick chat to Phil Reddy here this morning, the current owner of the hotel, Bob, Harry Brand. Now, he was the original owner of the hotel and he had an accident.
Well, he did. He was he went over to Wentworth one festive season, and on the New Year's Day he was out riding, hunting I believe, and he rode through a tree and a tree branch gouged his eye out to the extent it was hanging down his cheek.
Wow.
And the local doctor apparently had been celebrating fairly heavily and was unable to do anything, so Harry rode his horse back to here, and from here they took him down to Adelaide. So it would have been nice to have an RFDS in those days.
Yes, no doubt whatsoever. It must have been an awful journey, can you imagine? And when was it bought by the National Trust?
In 1965. They paid $2,000 for it.
Wow.
Yes, and I don't think they've been sorry about that.
No.
Because it has been a really good investment for the community.
Bob Cornwell, so nice to talk to you this morning. Thanks for sharing a little bit of the history of Overland Corner Hotel with us.
Thanks, Stacey.
All right. And now I'm going to chat to the current licensee and owner of the Overland Corner Hotel. It's Phil Reddy. Now, Phil, I'm glad that you were able to come and meet with me this morning, because there is not only a lot of history that's attached to this hotel, but there are also a few stories floating around. I'm not sure whether they're all true or not.
No, there's, well, you know, with most pubs, there's plenty of stories around. You know, you hear people saying, you know, Ned Kelly called through here because he was visiting his mother's sister in Clare. You hear these, and of course, Captain Moonlight is another classic story that happened through this area. And of course, the ghosts, which is the modern thing, which is very, very big. Basically, there's not a month go by where somebody comes up and tells my wife and myself about the experiences. They take photos of all our place, and of course with modern day cameras there you see images in the background and stuff like that. So
you've had people here investigating paranormal activity, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. That's Alan Attila from he's from Haunting Australia, the group there. He came over here, he wanted to set up a place. So now on YouTube we have a 29 minute video of the paranormal investigation here with his psychic talking to the ghosts and stuff. So you know, that at that occasion, there's three ghosts that they talk to. Other people that have been in the pub have always had experiences with it all. So, yeah, it's quite remarkable.
How long have you owned the hotel?
It's coming up for 5 years.
Yes. Oh, well, I shouldn't say own, because you don't actually own it, do you?
No, that's right. Yeah, we've got to clarify that, because some people get upset with that. Yeah, we've got a lease on the hotel, and it's, as Bob said, it's owned by the National Trust.
Right.
Yeah.
And in that time, Phil, have you had any paranormal activities or experiences, I should say?
No, other than I think somebody's taking the spirits out of the bottle, because the spirits disappear. I think there's a spirit share there, but other than that, I don't have anything. But my wife has had plenty of encounters, and she's ran into plenty of people that always want to talk to her and tell her the stories of the ghosts that are in the bedrooms and stuff like that. Because, you know, the traditional one is, of course, the first licensee, William Brown, is in one room. His wife, Martha, is in the other room with their son, Walter, who choked on a hot potato way back in the early days. And of course, you've got other people tell me that one of the other brothers, George, lives in the end room. So, you know,
a few stories floating around then.
They just go on and on. And myself, I love recording these things, so I always document people's stories and slowly building it up. At the moment, I'm reading a book on Good Hope Farm Hotel, and that's a publican who writes stories and document it. And so that's what I'm in the phase of at the moment, is documenting and putting all these stories together, because so many people write stories. I mean, Bob was just talking about, you know, Harry Brand or Henry Brand, whichever name you like to use there, how he lost his eye. That's also recorded in the hotel book that was by Hope Farm. So, and I just happened to read it. So, you know, it's a really amazing.
Okay. Well, what I'll do now, Phil, is I'll ask you about the people who pass through the Overland Corner Hotel. What sorts of people come and visit you here?
Well, we've been here for nearly 5 years, as I said. It's been a whole gamut of different lots of people. Now, because of the new technologies with apps, we have Wiki Camps. So we're our number one people that come here now and are very appreciative of the hotel and the history are people using the Wiki Camps, which are caravanners. But we get lots of, you know, sporting people come through here. You know, Andrew McLeod, we've actually just last week, and I've got a whole lot of those photos I showed you in there, a guy that's just completed his PhD in Aboriginal Studies in South Australia. Mm-hmm. So you meet lots of scientists like that, and of course lots of people call in here as they're doing research.
I can just imagine, Phil, that it must be difficult to keep a property like this going.
Yeah, it is, because of the our economy is been changing. A friend of mine who has another business in the Riverlands said the global financial crisis didn't happen here. It happened here 2 to 3 years later. And, of course, you can see that. And now you can see the remarkable pickup over the last probably 6 to 7 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think you're doing a terrific job here. And it is really an icon in the Riverlands history here. The beautiful Overland Corner Hotel, Matt, is where I am this morning. And I just want to say a big thanks to Bob Cornwall for taking the time to talk to us today. And, of course, the current licensee, Phil Reddy. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Stacey.
Back to you, Matt.
Thank you very much. Stacey Limbury at Overland Corner Hotel. Some amazing history there for the old hotel. And I never knew about the floors. That was always a big one when I heard about that. That's fascinating. And I've been out there a couple of times, but might be worth a visit again just to take in some of those little bits of information that we've got now about the hotel. 27 past.